Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 27th of July 2022. The Bible reading today is 1 Kings chapter 17 verses 1 to 16. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word." Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kerith ravine, east of Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have instructed the ravens to supply you with food there." So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to Kerith ravine, east of the Jordan, and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have instructed a widow there to supply you with food." So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called, "And bring me, please, a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said, but first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'The jar of flour will not be used up and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land.'" She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. Today's article, titled "Obeying God," was written by Amy Boodshapai. I don't always like doing what I'm told. I have a choice either to dig in my heels or to ask God to help me acquiesce or obey. Perhaps this stubbornness and my prayer that God would soften me helps me notice Elijah's pliability and obedience. When God tells him to do something, he does it, and God uses him in his redemption story. Throughout today's narrative, we see Elijah hearing and obeying God after the prophet announced to King Ahab the coming drought. The brook dried up. Elijah followed God's commands by moving to the stream where the ravens cared for him. He then obeyed God in seeking food from a widow in Zarephath. She too obeyed, although she thought she would die. But Elijah promised her on behalf of God that her oil and flour will not run dry. And indeed, the jar of flour was not used up and the jug of oil did not run dry. We aren't God's prophets, but we can echo Elijah's character by building up our obedience muscle. Perhaps we can commit to acting on a nudge we sense when reading scripture. Or we can ask God to show us an area of life we keep from Him. As we obey, we can pray God will use us in His great redemption plan. Let's pray. Loving God, You are good and You are holy. I want to obey You, for I know You want the best for me. Mold me into Your image. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.